Saturday, September 13th, with a large food show featuring more than 500 samples. Information at worldgourmetfoods.com, bringing a taste of the world to Bloomington Normal.
62 degrees on Friends Plaza now. Meteorologist Ed Kieser will be here in 5 minutes with an update on the weather, and we'll ask him where Tropical Storm Gustav might be headed and whether he thinks that there's a chance of it turning into a hurricane again and getting into the Gulf of Mexico and possibly the New Orleans area toward this third anniversary of Katrina. But first, it's AM 580 News, and here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. When Governor Rod Blagojevich trumpeted a measure to give free bus and train rides to poor people with disabilities, he neglected to mention that there's no state money for the program. The lack of funds for the program means the Regional Transportation Authority, which oversees the CTA, Metra, and PACE, will have to come up with $5 to $10 million. RTA officials previously warned service cuts or fare hikes might be needed to cover the cost of the free rides. RTA spokesman J.C. Venata said yesterday the agency was still evaluating the budget impact. The free rides are scheduled to start October 24th. According to the Blagojevich administration, up to 275,000 poor people with disabilities are eligible. Earlier this year, Blagojevich demanded that seniors ride for free in exchange for his approval of a sales tax hike to fund mass transit. For her keynote speech last night at the Democratic National Convention, Hillary Clinton was tasked with uniting the party behind Barack Obama. And Waukegan State Senator Terry Link says Clinton succeeded.
I think she dispelled any types of myth that she wasn't behind Senator Obama. I think she unified the party tonight in every which way. I think that any person that was questioning her loyalty to the party, she dispelled that in every way.
Link says going forward, Clinton may be the strongest asset to Obama's presidential bid. However, Link has long been in the Obama camp. At least one Illinois delegate who was heavily involved with Clinton's primary race says the speech did not convince her to become an Obama supporter. The close sign is up at Urbana's Crystal Lake Pool earlier than scheduled. Park District officials decided to call an early end to the swimming season at the pool because of safety concerns. Director Vicki Mays says inspectors were concerned about the possibility of an electrical accident.
With the age of the electrical equipment, particularly the grounding in an older facility, the potential for a shock or electrocution of either a patron or staff was pretty high if there were an electrical surge that was sufficient enough.
Mays says a consultant's report that suggested the electrical problems also found mechanical problems that have developed over the years of the pool's 28-year existence. The site has held a pool for more than 80 years. Mays says the full report will be discussed at the Park District's next meeting, September 11th. She says the board will have to discuss Crystal Lake Pool's long-term future then, including whether the district needs a property tax increase to make the repairs or renovate. The former coach of Kevin Darkworth says he saw the quick progression of a young man who grew from introvert to NBA All-Star. Duckworth, a native of Harvey, Illinois, and player at Eastern Illinois University, died Monday at the age of 44. Authorities have not released a cause of death. Former EIU coach Rick Samuels says Duckworth didn't exhibit the signs of a star right away, but was always willing to better himself.
We asked Kevin to do things in terms of conditioning that we knew he couldn't do, and we knew he knew he couldn't do them. But he never said, I won't try, coach. And he always tried, and because he tried, he got better. And, you know, as his freshman year unfolded, we could see that there was really a good prospect there.
Samuel says it was during Duckworth's junior year that began to show the confidence that would drive him to stardom, taking advantage of his size and natural ability. Duckworth played basketball at EIU from 1982 to 86 and is a member of the university's Hall of Fame. He spent most of his professional career with the Portland Trail Blazers, but also played for Washington, Milwaukee, and the L.A. Clippers. This year's Illinois SAT scores dipped slightly from the year before, but still bested the national average. Officials said yesterday that a record number of Illinois students, particularly minorities, took the college entrance exam. Statewide, the average reading score was 591 among this year's graduating seniors, slipping 3 points from last year. The national average was 502. Math scores dropped 2 points to 609. The national average was 515. Writing scores were also down 2 points at 586. The national average, 494. State officials say nearly 10,300 Illinois students took the SAT, a highly selective group. About 144,000 statewide take the ACT, which is required of all Illinois juniors. Nationally, SAT scores were at the lowest level in nearly a decade. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
At 7:35, meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Yeah, well, we got the string tied back onto the can, and you're coming in loud and clear.
Cool.
All right. I mentioned that in a moment we'll hear a story. We'll go back to New Orleans on the third anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and it seems like the Gulf Coast may be threatened by this tropical storm that is called Gustav, that's threatening Cuba right now and may reach hurricane strength again. Is that right?
I think it will reach hurricane strength again. The center of Gustav went over some land.